Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Holland offers today's farmers the widest choice of equipment to improve efficiency and productivity. And the Mid-South's new Holland headquarters is Twin Hills Equipment at 6012 Highway 72 in Byhalia. The staff at Twin Hills Equipment has over 75 years of experience helping Mid-South farmers grow better. They're conveniently located on Highway 72 with easy access from 385. They are your closest new Holland dealer. Twin Hills Equipment. Call 662-851-2070. The Players views your way to play more golf. ThePlayersView.com is teaming up with local courses to offer short-term memberships on a monthly basis. That's right. Pay one upfront fee and play unlimited golf. Go to ThePlayersView.com. See courses, playing options, and more at ThePlayersView.com.
Hey, 901, wake up. It's Elliot Perry. You know education provides a ticket to another way of life, often a better way of life. You promise yourself you'd do something someday. So do it. Visit tech901.org. And explore
WMFS FM at HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. Join the 92.9 FM ESPN locker room. Stories, audio, perks, sign up on the main page at 92.9ESPN.com. National contest. It's the playoff payoff on 92.9 FM ESPN. Weekdays at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. Your chance to win $1,000 in cold, hard cash. The playoff payoff now.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jeffrey Wright from the Jeff Calkins Show, letting you know the word for the Jeff Calkins Show today is HOLD, H-O-L-D. Text that number to 72881. Again, 72881. You have 15 minutes to text HOLD, H-O-L-D, to 72881 and be entered for a chance to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win is at 11 a.m. on the Jason and John Show right here on 92.9 ESPN. But again, the word of the day for the Jeff Calkins Show is HOLD, H-O-L-D.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents the Commercial Appeal's lead sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, what you're about to witness is no illusion.
There's this great thing that happens outside of FedEx Forum after playoff victories. And it has been a long time in coming. 10 straight losses to the San Antonio Spurs. 9 straight playoff losses overall. I'd almost forgotten that out there in the plaza, inspired by the joy and bedlam of the moment, Memphians of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are so freaking utterly self-conscious that they are willing to do the Cupid shuffle with their neighbors. One big happy shuffle out there in Memphis, Tennessee at practically midnight. This was a shuffle at practically midnight.
Shout out to TNT.
This one has shout out to TNT. But it was good to see, good to hear, and a long time come. Just a lot of fun. Just a hell of a lot of fun last night. I wanted something memorable. I think we got something memorable last night at FedEx Forum. Tonight on the show. I'm tired.
It feels like tonight to us. Yes.
I filed my column at 2. Today on the show, Jason Smith is going to roll in here at 9:20 or so. We'll talk about the Grizzlies with him. We may actually take your calls at 9:40. See what you liked best about the entire festivities last night. Chris Harrington, he's written stuff about this game. He was there last night, both in the 901 and a quick pick and pop, I believe, on commercialappeal.com. Chris Harrington will join us for the 901 at 10:01, brought to you by 901 Plumbing. We'll then do the Take 5. Well, hell, we may just devote the whole Take 5 to the Grizzlies as well, because that's the kind of mood I'm in. There are other things we could talk about if we are so inclined, including the great LeBron James and what he managed to do, and some pretty good happenings. I don't typically like to tip my cap to Nashvillians because we are raised to hate them here, but they did sweep the Chicago Blackhawks last night.
They did.
And that is no small thing. And so shout out to our sometimes friends in Nashville for getting that done. But it is a Grizzlies day. It was a Grizzlies night. It was everything you could possibly want from the moment. I even hesitate to say when it starts, because one of the things I like to do before a home playoff game is walk out into the lobby amongst the people and to get the vibe. And it was cranked from the very beginning. There were two different shirts, two different Fizdale shirts. There was the Take That for Data shirt, and then there was
have to get on the same page. Are we going to say Take That for Data or Take That for Data?
It doesn't matter. You say data, I say data. Most people say data. I'm a loser. I'm a Northie
like,
user.
I feel like so as
I don't think we have
Memphians.
To. I don't think we have to. I think he said data, and I think you're willing to go with data. The second T-shirt was, and I didn't realize this one was going to be there. It was simply a rook, an actual chess piece.
Yes,
and with one of those X's through it.
Yes,
symbolically saying they're not going to rook us. I have a sense. I don't know if you know. I said yesterday that the shirts were going to be. Grizzlies had originally said that the shirts were going to be available both at the arena and online. And then they later said not online because of regulations.
Mm-hmm.
As regulations were, I'm willing to wager a significant amount, the NBA trying to rook us. The NBA saying, listen, if you're going to sell them in your building, fine. But we don't want this big middle finger to the NBA going out on the interwebs. So anyway, so there's a long line there. People are making signs. And then when David Fizdale even first appeared in pregame, he got an enormous ovation like I've never heard for a coach. And then when he was introduced for the there were two huge ovations during the introductions.
Pops.
Zeebo got an enormous one as he returned to the starting lineup, as he should have. It was fitting. It was great. But it was also dwarfed by the ovation.
Yes.
I've never heard that.
I hadn't either. That's what I tweeted. It was like the biggest pop of the night I'd heard ever in a starting lineup intro was Zach Randolph's. Until then, I heard David Fizdale's pop. I was like, I've never heard a coach get a pop like that.
if you ever thought that there was that Memphians were not tuned in to their hero, their new champion, who was defending their back against the entire universe, you should have heard how they reacted to David Fizdale. It was hairs standing up on end kind of stuff there. And so that happened. There's a beautiful national anthem, Zeebo in the starting lineup, and the game was, it evolved into a beatdown. It doesn't look like quite as much of a beatdown because in garbage time, the Spurs made it respectable, but it was a beatdown. Fizdale said after the game, that for two games they had punked us. Well, this time Memphis did the punking back. And to me, the entire proceedings, whether it was the bongo lady going absolutely crazy.
Bananas.
Whether it was the Believe Memphis towels or the bootleg Memphis towels, mm-hmm. one of which said, David Fizdale is Memphis AF.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my favorite bootleg towel. The whole thing was just this incredible 48-minute raucous, roiling reminder of why we fell in love with playoff basketball in the first place. And we needed the reminder. It had been, since going up 2-1 against the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
you'd lost 3 straight to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
You'd then gotten swept in a series which no one expected anything else last year against the Spurs, and then you'd lost 2 to the Spurs. It had been a long time since we remembered what playoff basketball, or could be reminded what playoff basketball, how much fun it could be. But damn, it was fun last night. I don't know how. I imagine a lot of Memphians are groggy this morning, but it was worth every lost moment of sleep to see that unfolding. And to be led by Zeebo, who was not just plugged back. I don't know how he did this. He didn't just plug him back into the starting lineup. He plugged him back into 2011. Like, that was an interesting trick. He actually plugged him back into 2011 when he was. It helped that David Lee and Pau Gasol, two of his favorite foils of all time, were the men who were guarding him. But he had 21 points and really set the tone for the night. Okay, Jason Smith in the next segment. Take your calls after that. Chris Harrington after that. Free Grizz tickets as well. How many we got?
We got a pair to game 4 tomorrow night.
Pair to game 4, which is now a meaningful game 4. It's not some sad, mournful game 4. It is a chance to tie the series game 4. We'll give those away later. But because it's been a long time coming, because this all we ever do is win, win, win song is not one we've been able to play with such enthusiasm for a long time, we are going to give you the highlights.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yeah. Super. All I do is win, win,
first
win,
bucket
win,
of the game, by the way.
Got money on my mind.
This just came out and fell behind. It did not start like this is going to blow them away.
But in a bit of a foreshadowing, the first bucket of the game came from a role play.
Carter backing in on Parker, gets to the lane, gets right corner, Ennis, out to Conley, back to Ennis, drives right baseline to the rim, and a two-handed jam. He gave it to Conley, got it back, and Ennis drove the right baseline after a pump fake, and there was nobody protecting the rim for San Antonio.
That got the Grizzlies on the board. They needed, we've said all along, that they needed simultaneously big games from Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, and yeah, Zeebo would help too. Well, they got him last night. This one, it was a thing of beauty. Gasol fakes and blows by his brother.
Yep.
Blows by his brother.
Yes.
Like, and then you're wondering what he can do, and he dishes to Conley. This is how that sounded.
Right wing with Green on him, bounces top of the key for Marc Gasol. Gets by Powell. Right sideline, Conley on the feet. Fires the three, ring it up, and put three on the board for Mike Conley. Great teamwork between the two longtime friends, and Mike Conley gives the Grizzlies an 8-5 lead.
I said it wasn't just the two, it had to be the third, and that man was Zach Randolph.
Harrison sets up the offense, gives it for Randolph. He'll work one-on-one with David Lee. Grizzlies clear out the side. Randolph from the right block into the paint. Little pump fake. Turnaround left-handed hook is good. Powered Lee into the center of the lane. Got the left-handed hook to fall. Grizzlies lead 21-20.
Someone tweeted, and it was a marvelous tweet. I wish someone could make me as good at my job as Dave Lee makes Zach Randolph at his job.
When we were giving shout-outs, I definitely thought David Lee deserved one.
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing. That was the first Grizz lead of the game, courtesy of Zach Randolph, who, make no mistake about it, was thrilled to be back in the starting lineup. Let's move into the second quarter. Zeba going deep.
Conley gets to Harrison, left corner Seldon. Seldon drives the baseline, lost it in the air, gets it back, right corner feed Randolph. He fires the triple, ring it up, and put three on the board for Zach Randolph. He only hit 21 in the regular season. He drills that one and gives the Grizzlies a two-point lead.
The man was hostile, the man was versatile. A three on the one hand, and this came next.
Leonard working from the top to the right side of the floor. Drives, pulls up from six, it's no good. Rebound tapped to Carter, three on two for the Grizz. Carter left wing to the center of the floor, Randolph to the rim. Two-handed jam for Zach Randolph at the center of the iron.
You have no idea how happy I am. A, for Zach, but B, to be able to be in a playoff game and to hear those Zebo, Zebo, Zebo chants ringing through the building again for a guy who, as David Fizdale says, has never complained. Like, he could have made, he's a rookie coach, and he could have made a damn hard on him, and he didn't. You knew underneath that he thought he should be starting. But then to see this at a time when the league says you can't succeed with a Zach Randolph at power forward, to see the Grizzlies succeeding in the way they did last night with Zebo back in his rightful place in the starting lineup was magnificent. But I don't know if there was a moment when I said they're going to win this, but it may well have been when Wayne Seldon and Andrew Harrison hit consecutive threes.
Harrison crosses over, drives to the left baseline, caught in the air, into the right corner, Seldon. He'll fire a three, ring it up, put three on the board for the rookie, Wayne Seldon Jr. He ties the game at 39. Right elbow, Gasol, hands for Harrison, step back right wing, three, ring it up and put three on the board for Andrew Harrison. The rookies connect on back-to-back threes for the Grizz, and they regain the lead 42-41.
I said yesterday that I thought one of the advantages of coming home for this team would be that those players, the role players who looked so unnerved and undone in San Antonio, would gain confidence from being back in their familiar surroundings with the crowd behind them. And I think you saw that last night from a bunch of them, from Jermichael, from Anis, from Seldon, from Harrison, honestly, particularly from Seldon, who played so well in the first half that he got the start in the second half. Gasol wound up the first half with this.
Carter, inbounds for Gasol straight away. Gasol ball thing, drives it in at Aldridge, gets into the lane, powers it up on the window and in on the left side of the iron. He hung in the air and banked it home.
All right, so that's halftime, 50-46. How are you feeling at halftime, Jeffrey?
I was strangely confident because they were not getting anything out of Tony Parker, and I thought that if they weren't able to get anything out of Tony Parker, that they weren't shooting well enough, they being the Spurs, obviously. And to me, it just felt like one of those nights where everything that could go right for the Grizzlies was going right. So I don't know. I strangely felt like they were going to win.
I think I felt, it's my pessimistic nature, I felt like it was precarious. 4 points against the Spurs, against Kawhi. It all felt pretty precarious to me. But 52 seconds into the second half, it felt much less precarious. The half opened with Zebo hitting a little hook.
Yes.
And then Mark with this three.
Conley bounces straight away. Marc Gasol, open three. Bring it up. Put three on the board. And Greg Popovich calls the timeout 52 seconds into the second half. The Grizzlies come out firing. Score five straight. They lead by nine.
Now, I would be lying if I didn't say that I didn't have flashbacks to 2013 game three of the Western Conference Finals when the Grizzlies got off to that unbelievable start. Granted, it was the first half. Pop calls timeout, wholesale subs, and from that point forward, the Spurs dominated the game. They end up winning game three.
Well, he did do wholesale subs. I will say that. It was, they went, so they go down from four at the half to instantly down nine. Pop is disgusted. He said afterwards he thought his team was out on a picnic. And so he subs everybody out. It did not work. And only, I think only Pop gets away with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because he takes everybody out, including Kawhi.
Yes.
And up by nine already, the Grizzlies are like, hell, man. If you're going to take, if you're going to give us this group to play against, we're going to build on this lead. And sure enough, like, Zeebo went to work at this stage. Let's hear Zeebo.
Carter drives, feeds it behind him for Gasol. Didn't shoot the straightaway three. Into the lane at the right elbow, gives for Randolph. Drives at Lee with a right hand. Spins to his left. Tried to go up and under, goes back to his right. Floats it up and in off the window as he went underneath the defense of David Lee. Gets the bucket, and he'll get one more. And Randolph hearing it from the home crowd.
Zeebo with an and one, then Mike with an and one.
Conley around two screens at the top of the key, drives in the lane, goes at Lee. Running right-handed floater is good. He's fouled. He'll get one more. David Lee called for the foul, and Mike Conley gets helped up off the deck.
Then Wayne Selden with the three.
Conley to the right side, inside the three-point line. Gives for Randolph, back to Conley right wing. Splits a double team on the baseline. Left corner feeds Selden. Open three. Bring it up. Put three on the board for the rookie out of Kansas.
Selden, by the way, 10 points, 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Did a really good job on Kawhi.
Yes.
Kawhi thing was interesting. He only played 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I bet you don't see him play 30 minutes again in this series.
No,
so,
I gave up on the game pretty quickly in the fourth.
Yeah, yes, he did. Selden with the 3. Zeebo with another and one.
Carter will work on Simmons' right wing. 12 on the shot clock. Bounces for Randolph. 17 feet out right side. Drives by Gasol. Into the lane. Gets by Powell. Lays it up and in. Fouled by Mills. And Zach Randolph. Blew by Powell Gasol.
It really did feel like 2000. It was so much fun. At this point, it just was becoming a party.
Yes.
At some point, you just sort of stopped worrying, and it was just becoming a party. And then it was some vicious dunks, including this one from Vince.
Parker missed the layup. Grizzlies have it. Up by 14. Carter, left elbow. Shielded off Parker. Gets the ball into the lane. Jams with the right hand. Parker gambled on a steal. And the ageless one said, no, sir. I'm going to the rim for a right-handed jam.
Mike with a three.
Parker missed the layup. Grizzlies have it. Up by 14. Carter, left elbow. Shielded off Parker. Gets the ball into the lane. Jams with the right hand. Parker gambled on a steal. And the ageless one said, no,
I think
sir,
we just heard
I'm
that.
Going to the rim for a right-handed jam.
It was good enough to hear again.
Yes, absolutely.
I got no idea. Do we have Conley with a three or not?
We apparently not, because that
apparently
is the same
not.
File.
All right, so good. We got Carter dunking twice. So nice.
Right corner Leonard.
So nice.
Three, steps to the left.
You heard it twice.
Leonard, pump fake the three, steps to the left. Fires a triple. It's short. Rebound grabbed by Gasol. Long lead out ahead, Conley. Left sideline. Picked up by Green. For Green, in the lane, Jamichael jams with two hands, and the Grizzly fans jump out of their seats.
That may have been, like, there are a lot of contenders. If you were going to say play of the game, Selden's dunk, which you'll hear in a minute, Vince's dunk, which was hellacious.
Mm-hmm.
Any number of plays from Zeebo, including Zeebo's dunk. But that one, which was Mark throwing deep to Mike Conley, he tracks it down like a wide receiver. And
water,
flips
like, over
it
his shoulder.
Over his shoulder.
Yeah, like, it was an unbelievable catch.
Great catch. Hell of a ballsy throw.
Yes.
Great catch to Jamichael Green for the dunk. It was, that was, to me, and that had followed, honestly, a dirty Mike Conley three, which we did not get to hear. But that was like, okay, it's on now. We'll wind up with the Selden dunk.
Conley around two screens to his right. Kicks it back to the left wing, Jamichael Green. Left sideline, Wayne Selden. Selden drives baseline on Anderson. Gets by him. Oh, my goodness. He went up and thunders it home with a right-handed jam that might have rocked all of the businesses on Beale Street. That was vicious and no answer for San Antonio.
Yeah, no answer for San Antonio to that play. No answer for San Antonio last night. The Grizzlies win 105-94. The series is 2-1. Grizzlies have an opportunity to tie on Saturday. We're going to take a break. Jason Smith's going to join us next. After that, we'll take your calls. We got Chris Harrington coming in today. We got free Grizz tickets to give away. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins' show on a deliriously happy Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I have Howie here to tell us why buying an engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers is different from anywhere else.
We take all of the guesswork, all of the worry, and all of the intimidation out of buying an engagement ring. All you got to do is come to Robert Irwin Jewelers. You pick your loose diamond. You pick a beautiful setting. We put it together for you. She gets a brand new ring that nobody else has ever tried on. You propose to her. She says yes. Voila, you've got the perfect engagement.
What if she says no?
Well, that's why we have the made-to-order, meant-to-last guarantee. We give you one full year to return it.
And that's not just if she says no. If she wants a different cut, style, or a different setting, you can come back.
365 days. So here's the other thing. They're just worried about not having enough money to make her happy. All you need to do is come in, tell us what you think would be great for her. We've got financing for you, 12, 18, 24 months. We can go out as long as 60 months on financing. We'll find a ring in your budget. Don't be afraid. Come see us at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Hi, this is Clay Travis for Jameson Lawn and Pest Control. Weed control for the summer starts now. If you don't get the pre-emergent down now, the weeds will get you this summer. One weed can produce up to 10,000 seeds. Those seeds can lay dormant for up to 15 years, and with the right conditions, you get weeds. That's why you should call Jameson Pest and Lawn today at 901-452-1505. That's Jameson Pest and Lawn at 901-452-1505. For 70 years, Jameson has been the name you know, the service you trust. The EPA removed MSMA from the market, which is the number one weed control herbicide. What that means is weed control just got a lot tougher for all you homeowners out there. To prevent bare spots in your lawn, a Jameson Lawn Analysis will provide the solution for you, and the lawn analysis is free, completely free. Jameson also offers a small tree and shrub program. That's why you should call Jameson Pest and Lawn today at 901-452-1505. That's Jameson Pest and Lawn at 901-452-1505.
Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches is the Mid-South's number one diamond wholesaler, with offices in Antwerp and Israel. Duran's has an extensive collection of the finest loose diamonds and the largest selection of elegant engagement rings offered to you at wholesale prices. Duran's collection of exquisite fancy yellow diamond rings, diamond bracelets, sparkling diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, color stone jewelry, and sterling silver designer jewelry is sure to satisfy any taste or budget. Durand's is also home to Swiss Watches and offers up to a 40% discount on luxury brands, including Breitling, Tag Heuer, Rolex, Omega, and Patek Philippe, to name a few. Whatever you are looking for or dreaming of, Durand Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches prides themselves in making fabulous pieces without ever compromising on quality or personal service. Visit the experts at Duran Diamond Merchant and Swiss Watches, 510 Perkins Extended, Memphis, Tennessee. www.durandiamonds.com.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
AutoZone is proud to introduce new Duralast GT brake pads. They're race-ready, just like ones used by Team Penske. So you might be wondering, what is race-ready? Well, if you guessed, incredible stopping power and pro-grade performance with carbon fiber technology and V-slot design that reduces wear and increases stopping so that when you drive fast, you can stop even faster, you wouldn't be wrong, technically. New Duralast GT brake pads, proven tough from the tracks to the streets, and only at AutoZone. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Ah, oh, man, I love these Sonic Nights. Shakes are half price after 8 p.m.
Yeah, but so are the ice cream slushes, and they're better, so.
What did you say?
Ice cream slushes are better.
Shakes are.
Ice cream slushes.
Shakes.
Slushes. Ah! Yeah! That's it. Let's take this outside.
What a lovely spring day.
I love those begonias you planted.
Okay, they're actually hydrangeas.
Begonias!
Sonic Nights, featuring shakes and new ice cream slushes, half price after 8 p.m. This is how you Sonic. For limited time, only participating Sonic Drive-In.
Hi, folks. Bob Burkhammer for Sunrise Chevy. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch has over 500 new vehicles to choose from with interest low as 0% and rebates up to $7,500. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in late model GM certified cars and trucks under $10,000. Bad credit, bankrupt, slow pay, it's okay. Sunrise gets you financed when no one else can. Check out the inventory and apply online at sunrisememphis.com or call us on the phone. Come in and see us. Go online or call. Any way you do it, we'll save you some money at the Sunrise Chevy Range Partner, 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville. Find new roads.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My favorite guy. Now 290 ESPN, you know it live. Anytime I need to hear about them Grizzlies, I'll turn it
back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Once again, we'll have Chris Harrington, the 901 at 10:01, giving away free Grizz tickets in the second hour as well. But I'm joined now by Jason Smith from Jason and John. Catch from 11 to 2 every single day. I will suspect they will talk about that glorious night of the Memphis Grizzlies. I did not. It's funny. There's a cop who, when I walk into the arena, he stopped me. He said, "Jeff, it's going to be a sweep." And I said, "Tonight's a coin." I said, "Tonight to me feels like a coin flip."
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously the one that they're going to get. If they're not going to get this one, they're probably not going to get game four.
Same thing. Yeah.
So I said tonight's going to be a coin flip. I did not expect it to be a resounding beatdown.
I didn't either. Even at halftime, I still didn't expect it to be a resounding beatdown.
And that's what it was, mm-hmm. A resounding beatdown. Do you think the fact that Pop did what he did, yanking his starters 52 seconds into the second half. And mind you, it was already 9 at that point. It's not like it was a one-point game at that point.
Right. He said the game got away right there. Yeah.
Do you think you can make an argument that he was saying, I don't care about this game.
Mm-hmm.
I care about teaching a lesson.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
You could certainly make that argument. And if you were watching Kawhi on that sideline, he looked pissed. And you look at that game, and that's where my takeaway from that game is just looking at the third quarter. Kawhi took one shot, and you're right. He benched those guys, and Kawhi looked pissed about it. And it would make a lot of sense if Pop was saying, you know what? Right there, he said it himself. That's the game. They had the 2 turnovers to start the opening minute. It goes from a 1-2 possession game at halftime to a 9-point lead. And if you were making that argument, I'd halfway believe it.
And you could make the argument that he was just trying to shake it up instantly.
I mean,
change the dynamic, and which he's done before, and then they come back and win.
And that's worked for them, I'm sure, a lot, right? That's the problem I would have with it is Pop is never going to say, well, you know what, I'm okay with us losing this one, we can go 5. No, if you can get the sweep, you know Pop's all about getting the sweep. He probably was trying to shake it up. That didn't work. But what it did look like was that Kawhi was pissed about getting benched. The guy only takes one shot in the third quarter. As aggressive as he's been the whole series so far, he looked like a different person in that third quarter. He just was not there. And as great as the Grizzlies were offensively and everything else, did all the right things, got that balanced effort from the big three, Kawhi and his unaggressiveness was huge, huge that game. Because they have not been able to stop him.
I do wonder.
You got to give some credit to, I guess, to Seldon.
You got to give credit to Seldon.
Particularly Seldon.
Because not only was he hitting shots,
but I think
the more important thing he did was Wayne Seldon. The more important thing he did was rein in 28 minutes, 4 seconds, yes. The more important thing he did, and he has, I mean, we've seen this. He actually did a good job on him at one point in the regular season when Tony didn't play in that game.
Yep.
and
made him work.
We know he has the body for it.
Right. And the athleticism.
And the athleticism for it. It is, Pop is an interesting dude. Like, after the game, Tony Parker, who, by the way, was outscored right. by Mike 24-0. Like, that's what it was supposed to be.
That's what we hoped for.
That's what right. we hoped for. I don't know if we hoped for zip, right. but it was outscored 24-0. He was asked about it, and he's so snarky and French. He said, well, that's Pop. You know, that's Pop. If David Fizdale had tried that went that, could any other coach do that and have it go that way and not get killed? I don't think so.
No, I can't think of one out there. I mean, maybe Ty Lue even would get killed for that.
If you'd sent all your starters to the bench, David Lee gets just destroyed by
Rick Carlisle, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, he kind of has that reputation as being the tactical guy
as
well.
If he did it, maybe Rick Carlisle could do it. But that was...
It was amazing.
It was... You just don't see that.
It wasn't the Spurs in the third quarter, and that's the thing. I mean, we've seen playoff Spurs, and they've been in a completely different team for almost every quarter of this series. For that third quarter, they were not the Spurs we're used to seeing. And, heck, loved it. Let's get a couple more quarters
You've
like that.
You've seen as the Zeebo thing was just a blast.
Oh, man, he was torturing people in there, like the old Kevin McHale torture chamber.
And to have him, I really do think, and we did the thing back when you were at the CIA, we did the thing on the most beloved Grizzlies, mm-hmm. and Zeebo, I don't know where he finished, but he is the most beloved Grizzly. He finished in that one. In terms of the most fun to watch, I think Tony won that one. Mm-hmm. But he is your signature Grizzly. And to have him, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to write this for tomorrow, but I wrote a column when it appeared that Tony's time could have been winding down. I said, you know, this could be the last three, whatever you see of Tony.
Right.
Well, tomorrow could be.
I hope not.
Could be the last time you see Zach at FedEx Forum if they lose tomorrow and mm-hmm. then they go and lose to San Antonio.
Sure.
Could be the last time. And so to have him, to have those cheers of Zeebo ringing out like they were, I don't know that I ever expected to hear that again in the playoffs. And I think it shows two things. Maturity on the part of Zeebo to have handled it the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
A little grumbling, but basically not.
Oh, yeah.
He could have made it really hard on Fizdale
for the most part.
But right. then, for Fizdale, when the first thing he did was say, "We're going to send Zach to the bench."
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it took a little bit of flexibility and not willingness to sort of not be stubborn to say, "I'm putting Zeebo back in"?
Yeah, it did. But look, he's for the most part Fiz is. Raised his hand when he's screwed up,
right?
And he's fixed it and said, "Hey, I screwed up." And I think that's what we like about him. He talked about being punked out, and I heard you talk about it in the open. Well, that's your guy who does the punking for you, and that's why you hope, because he's going to punk them out. That's just why you hope this can last with Zach forever, because he's the guy. And we started out with it. What you should write your column about is how well you could do this. How terrible it must be to defend him in that post when he's putting that butt on you. think about this. No, it's just physically, he's giving you the elbows, he's bumping you down with his butt, and you don't want any part of that, right? I mean, you know, when you're playing, when a guy's got his shirt off or whatever, you're playing rec league, whatever, and the sweat gets on you. Well, with Zeebo, you're getting the sweat and the butt and the body, and who, David Lee, LaMarcus Aldridge, none of them want a part
of
it.
That's the interesting thing with that.
He punks
him. You could tell me, if you could pick three power forwards who he has historically destroyed.
Man.
They're all on this team.
He
can punk LaMarcus Aldridge.
They don't
he
want can any punk part of it.
Powell, and he can punk David Lee, and he spent his whole career doing it.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun to watch. And that is the punking out. That's when they will fold up. They will fold up. They'll buckle. The Spurs will buckle a little bit if you push them in the mat.
It does not mean that
Fizdale was wrong to have moved him to the bench.
I don't think so.
For the duration of the season. It means the Spurs happen to have the three players who Zebo is most capable of destroying, perhaps, in the universe, and the matchup is perfect for him.
Do you still get the same Zebo if you do start him? I mean, it's a great question, because you could look at it and say...
He didn't actually...
If you'd start him for the whole season, I mean, is he still the same Zebo in these playoffs? Who knows? I mean, what we do know is he's a hungry Zebo. Now he's back in.
He's hungry, now he's right
and feeling validated that I should have been there, and it's worked out damn fine. It's worked out great.
So here's the question now. That was a hell of a lot of fun. And I think no matter what happens in the series, that was an important game because it saved game four, which will now be fun, or at least leading up to it will be fun.
Heck yeah.
The sweeps get to be ignominious. It just gets to be... It creates a feeling of hopelessness.
It sucks like,
look at Indiana right now.
Oh, yes.
They're going to... They just
blowing that 25-1 lead.
Right. They just want to throw themselves off, and they want to blow up the team, and
ready for the checkout interviews,
exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
So you have this, and it changes the complexion of the series. But, in all fairness... Everything was going for the Grizzlies last night.
That's what I'm saying.
You had the emotion. You had Kawhi only playing 30 minutes. You had Zebo being inserted back in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. You had an entire city that was angry.
All three guys were good. Mark Zebo.
Yeah, you had all three guys who were good. You had the role players who were good. You had dunks and threes from Zebo.
Right.
You had Wayne Selden being superb.
He's fun to watch.
Was it a perfect storm? Because... The next game is the one that turns it into a series.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll go back to what we said. At halftime, I'm thinking, as well as they played, it's going to take everything they've got.
At halftime, you'd ask me,
the perfect storm to go. But come on.
Did they find something?
We believe more now.
We certainly believe more now. Last night, the belief was really only on the towels.
Well, that's true. That's right. But it was after the first game. I think it was after the first game where Conley said it felt like a season-ending loss. And then so when he says something like that, you're wondering, well, damn, did they even believe it?
How about that quote? Wasn't that quote something?
Right. It was. It's like you don't expect to hear that from your guy, especially after
that
one.
Felt like a season-ending loss.
And so to see that, to get that win, as much as we're believing now. That's the thing is that you know that team is. And so that's what gives
you hope. Selden is, and I think Harrison is, and I think those guys.
And if those role players are that good again on their home court, which Windhorse has pointed out generally happens, everybody points it out, how role players generally play better at home. If they're good again for a second game, hey, let's throw it out there and let's see.
All right.
I believe.
Should be a lot of fun. Jason, thank you very much.
Brother.
That is Jason Smith, 11-2 on the show. Who do you have? Do you have Greg Buckner? Is that true?
We do. Former Grizzly
Greg Buckner. Memphis Grizzly.
Played with Marc Gasol when Mark was a rookie.
And Mike would have been a young punk.
Yeah, first, second, third. Yeah, second year, I think.
He can give you a little perspective on all of this.
We're hoping so.
Greg Buckner. Yeah. All right, I'll look forward to it. Jason and John from 11 till 2. All right, 535-3776, 535-3776. I have two questions. One, what was your favorite part? And two, do you really believe that they can win the damn thing now? Those are the two questions. Was it just fun for its fun's sake, or do you think this is part of something larger? And what was your favorite part? 535-3776, 535-3776. We will take your calls on that. Then we're going to come back to Chris Harrington, the 901 at 10-01, get his thoughts on the Grizzlies' big win last night. And then we're going to give giving away free Grizz tickets. It's Jeff Calkins' show on a Friday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, you can win free Grizzlies tickets for Game 4 right now. Go to the App Store and search for 92.9 FM ESPN. Get the 92.9 FM ESPN app and sign up for your chance to win free tickets to Game 4.
But they're not going to rook us.
Also, listen all day Friday from 9 till 5 for your chance to win free Grizzlies Game 4 tickets from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, señoras, señoritas y señores, it's Cinco de Mayo party time again at the Fitz, but this year it's too big for just one day. You can make a whole weekend out of it. After all, it's the biggest and best Cinco de Mayo party east of Mexico. Comprende? It all starts at noon on Friday, May 5th. There'll be the usual May Madness with live music, live mariachis, live radio remotes, free beer and party favors, a dollar nacho stand right there on the casino floor. And for the fourth straight year, the Sombrero Lime Toss Contest, where you and your team compete for thousands of dollars in promo cash. Olé, baby, olé. And the Mexican Buffet Station will be back. My mouth is aguaing already. And to keep the party going, you can get 6x point value all day on all machines on Saturday. So party like there's no mañana at the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Suerte viva aquí. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
How about 100 years of innovation and no money down? That's what you'll find at Gossett Mitsubishi, where we're celebrating our 100th anniversary. Check out the 2017 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. Take small seriously with the best fuel economy in its class at 42 mpg highway. $11,949 or no money down in $179 a month. 2017 Mitsubishi Mirage, 43 mpg highway and no money down at $169 a month or $11,249. And 2017 Outlander Sport. Find your own lane at $16,758 or no money down and $259 a month. Plus, they're all equipped with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So come help us celebrate our 100th anniversary with incredible prices and no money down. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Ask for Joe. He'll be waiting for you.
If you want it, we got it.
Kuzal rebates and incentives, DF-498-75 plus tax, title, and license. Offer valid through end of the month.
Beer belly, overweight, unhealthy, diabetic, told by your primary care doctor to lose weight or else? What if I told you you could lose up to a pound of fat per day and as much as 30 pounds in 30 days completely healthy and without any exercise? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo. Have you tried other programs that just didn't work? Did you put the weight back on? Do you want to lose that stubborn weight faster and easier this time? Well, we have a proven weight loss program just for men. Easy to lose up to a half a pound or even up to a pound a day without starving or tasteless packaged food. It's completely safe, natural, and extremely healthy. There are no pills, no side effects, no dangerous surgery, and no exercise needed. Join over the 20,000 people across the country that have finally won the weight loss battle and are keeping the weight off. If you're skeptical, don't be. This program is based on the latest scientific research and is used by doctors across the country. Call my office immediately for a no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964 or go to ChiralWeightLoss.com.
Call Dr. Keith Amadeo today, 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964 or visit CollierVilleWeightLoss.com.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments, and I have something going on you won't want to miss. This Friday and Saturday, join me for the King Diamond Event. For 2 days, you can see a wonderful selection of diamonds in all shapes and sizes, and purchase this weekend at values only found at King. And every diamond comes with my lifetime warranty, and during this event, a year's worth of insurance at no additional charge. Ask about special financing available with approved credit. In my opinion, that's a slam dunk. The 2-day Diamond Event, this Friday and Saturday at King. I'm a jeweler. My name is Steve, and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurelwood.
Celebrate the Collierville Spring Festival this weekend at Incarnation Church in Collierville. Fun for all ages. Spaghetti dinner, live auctions, cornhole tournament, 5K run walk, food, games, local vendors, and sign up for the tennis doubles tournament. Collierville Spring Festival benefiting Incarnation Catholic Church in parish schools.
Indulge your sweet tooth with today's Perks deal. Half off a $10 gift certificate to the Pie Folks. The place to get the best homemade pies ever to be baked. After one bite, you can taste the quality, goodness and love they put into every pie. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union. It's just like a bank. If banks had lower loan rates, better checking accounts, and didn't charge crazy fees.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Show the phone number is 533-577-6. Chris Harrington coming up next. Free Grizz tickets after that. But I am taking your calls on two topics. One, was it just one wonderful night, or is this actually now a series? And two, what was your favorite moment? We go to, and I hate to do this, but he was our first caller, Griswold.
I call when we win, and I call when we lose.
Yes, Griswold. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I just called to get y'all props. You know, they had another game. I ain't lose no sweet job. I said y'all going to win one game. So I'll be calling y'all back next week. Wish y'all a good summer.
Thank you, Griswold. I appreciate you. You're very gracious. 535-3776. That is our man from San Antonio. We told him to move back to San Antonio, and it turns out he actually did, but now he is coming back to Memphis for some unknown reason. 535-3776, 535-3776. We go to Nate. Nate, you're on.
All right, man. I've got to tell y'all, my heart is very full this morning. That was such an amazing game to be in the forum for. Loved it. I got to say, favorite moment, there's got to be two. One was just the moment that is Zeebo in that game. Totally on page with y'all. That was incredible to watch him play like that again. And then the other one, that Wayne Selden dunk. I mean, that was just explosively nasty. So
yeah,
good.
It was amazing. Did you, I don't know where you were sitting. What did it feel? What did it feel? Where were you, Terrace? What did it feel like?
I was with Hasseltine. You know, I obviously wasn't listening to the radio there, but hearing him say that it just shook the businesses on Beale Street, I was like, yes. Totally took me back to it. Loved every second of it. I mean, it was just, the place just went crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. We go to Jacques. Jacques, you're on.
Hey, Calkins, let me say this to you real quick. Since you're from Buffalo, I spent 2 years of my life at WKBW. I just thought I'd tell you that.
You worked at KBW?
Yes, sir. Worked at KBW from 2001 to 2003. Of course, I was after the Irv Weinstein days, but I spent 2 years in the business there. And enjoyed every minute of it.
God's country up there. All right. I'm glad you did. But welcome back to Memphis. What'd you think?
Well, I felt like, to me, we've been talking about it, favorite moments. It felt like to me that Zeebo was Zeebo old. And I can't imagine Zeebo playing anywhere else other than Memphis. For me, I think he should retire here. I really don't think they should allow Zeebo to go anywhere. And I've always felt like it would be a series, and I just never thought, even though after the two losses in San Antonio, I still believe that we could win this series. And I've been saying, and people that I've talked to, I've been saying that to them. I mean, they're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I really do believe that. And so, but the dunk by Wayne Selden, the play by Zach Randolph, the movement of the basketball. I think everything just clicked on all cylinders last night. So I'm just pushing forward to game four and hoping the same thing happens again.
I agree with you, by the way, on a lot of that. I think it would be only fitting if Zach Randolph were to retire here. And by the way, Robert Pera was in the building last night. If he had any doubts about Zeebo's impact on this team, on this franchise, on this city, they must have been reaffirmed for him last night watching Zeebo do what he did. I also agree that I thought it was going to be the series at the beginning. I will tell you that my Confidence was shaken in games one and two by the ease with which San Antonio was doing what they were. And the fact that Grizzlies looked inept, but they did not look inept last night. And so I'll be very interested in what happens in game three. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone number if you want to tell me your favorite part of last night. And if you believe that we really do have a series, or if that was just one glorious night for the memory bank. We go to Kenny. Kenny, you're on.
Hey, sir. First and foremost, Jeff, we love your show. I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
Just a joy to listen to you. But second of all, if any indication of their bear sighting in Frazier yesterday was an inclination of what was going to happen on their floor, I would have never believed it. But just kudos to the bear sighting. Kudos to the actual grit and grind sighting on the floor last night. It was a joy being in there at FedEx Forum, and I just love the atmosphere. I hope they keep it going tomorrow and days to come.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Grizz throwing Natch through the table was was a nice touch, too. I mean, you knew it was coming, but that doesn't ruin it. Doesn't take anything out of the fun. A mascot is literally smashing another mascot through the damn table, and it was perfect Memphis. All right, 535-3776, 535-3776. Ryan, you're on.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good.
Favorite part of last night, obviously, number one's got to be Vintage Zeebo, Bully Ball David Lee.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Favorite part, kind of underrated, Mark's block on Powell. I know Powell still scored on the play, but the old brother rivalry there. Second, on if they can win the series, probably not. They still have Kawhi Leonard, the best player in this series. They still have Greg Popovich on the sideline, and we know he's going to make adjustments with that new starting lineup come Saturday night. So we'll see. They got to win game four. I'll be there in the stands, so let's hear your thoughts, Jeff.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm with you. I think it is unlikely. I think it's possible. I could see him winning game four. The Spurs aren't. Kawhi Leonard is terrifying. The Spurs are not terrifying. Kawhi Leonard is terrifying. Don't you agree with that? The Spurs are not terrifying. Kawhi Leonard is terrifying.
You know what I think this entire series so far has come down to? It's been the guys that everyone's expected to play well have played well, and the two games that were in San Antonio's role players played better. Tony Parker was much, much better. The rest of their bench was much, much better. And then last night in FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies role
players played well.
I mean, we talk about how Mike Conley played as opposed to Tony Parker. Andrew Harrison outplayed Tony Parker. Six assists.
Andrew Harrison was one of six from the field, but he had six assists.
Yeah.
He hit the three. He had
only
six
one turnover.
When he's on there with Mike Conley, it's okay. When he's on there by himself, I am terrified the entire time. We go to Will. Will, you're on.
What's going on, Jeff?
I'm good.
I just got one thing to say.
Yes.
Zeebo sent David Lee back to the West early last night.
He certainly did. That was
0-5 fouls. He gave him the work.
He just destroyed David Lee. Absolutely destroyed David. Absolutely destroyed him.
Third quarter, it was over for him.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We go to
Hey Jeff. What's happening, man?
Hank. I got Hank on. Yeah, Hank.
Hey Jeff. What's going on, man? It's been a minute.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I just enjoyed the game last night. You know, I hate to be pessimistic, man, but I still don't see this being a series. Man, I hate to say it, but we caught them off guard last night. That was the biggest thing.
You think so?
I think so. I think that was the biggest thing, is that we caught them off guard. Now, obviously, I would love to be proven wrong, but it's just one of those situations when you have a master strategist like Popovich and his strategy doesn't work, then, you know, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, hopefully we can catch them off guard for the next three games. But I mean,
you are not persuaded
in the first half or second half.
Yeah,
that was unusual. I didn't understand. I mean, I understand why he tried to do it.
Oh no, it felt like he was almost willing to throw the game to make a point. It felt like he was almost willing to throw away the game to make a point. The way he subbed out everybody at the 52-second mark of the second half. There's no question.
let me ask you this. Do you think that he started the second unit so that he could wear down the first, our first unit, and then our second unit had to face their first unit?
I really think he was so pissed off that they come out, they're down four, they play the way they do in the first 52 seconds. I mean, you know how Pop is. He can be up 17 and give up a soft basket, and he calls timeout. Here, they're down four. All of a sudden, they go down nine. He says, screw this. I'm taking them out. That's what he did. It was pure, I will not put up with this BS. And that's why he did what he did. And a lot of times you can get by because the second unit might play inspired basketball. And then by the time your first unit's back, they're reengaged. It just backfired, I think, on him on this night. I appreciate it.
I think so. And gambling is not something that we like to do during the playoffs, but apparently Pop feels differently, though.
Yeah. Thanks very much. I think he has the confidence to know that what he does often works. Steven, you're on. Steven.
Hello.
Steven, you're on.
Yeah, I was going to say, my favorite part of the game was watching Kawhi pout on the bench. And I feel like with the Spurs, a lot of their main guys being aging like they are, if we can focus on him and shut him down, I think we've got a shot the rest of the way.
There is no question that if you can shut Kawhi down, good luck to you. But if you can shut Kawhi down, there's no question you have a shot the rest of the way. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to wind up. We're going to wind this up. We can't get to everybody because we got to get to Chris Harrington. We got to give away free tickets. We're going to wind this up with our friend Daniel. Daniel, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good.
Man, last night was incredible. After game two, I called a buddy of mine and said, look, man, we've got to get tickets to this game. We need to be in the building for this one. And I was not let down. That game, that arena was electric. And really and truly, I feel like Z-Bo, like when he comes to the grindhouse, like he embodies the spirit of Memphis. Like last night, seeing him just go off, it was incredible, man. It was incredible.
It was. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it's why, by the way, it's why when people say blow up this team, they're being stupid. Because it's never been about, and I can't get to anyone else, I apologize. It's never been just about winning championships. Most teams don't win a championship. But if you'd blown this up last year or whatever, you wouldn't have had that night. You wouldn't have had this season, which has been compelling in its own way, even if it's not been perfect. You don't blow it up because you get nights like that. And I got to give it to Fizdale, too. A lot of coaches, upon hearing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.